कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी गोपी जनवल्लभा गिरिवरधारी गोपी जनवल्लभा गिरिवरधारी यशोदा नंदना व्रज जनरंजना यशोदा नंदना व्रज जनरंजना यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभा जय गिरिवरधारी जय गिरिवरधारी जय जय गोपी जन वल्लभा जय गिरिवरधारी जय गिरिवरधारी यशोदनंदना व्रज जनरंजना यशोदनंदना व्रज जनरंजना यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव राधा माधव राधे జయ రాధా మాధవ రాధా మాధవ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే నిత్య గౌర హరి బోల హరి బోల హరి బోల హరి బోల నిత్య గౌర జయ ప్రభుపదా జయ ప్రభుపదా
జయం విష్ణుపాద్ పరమహంస పరివజగాచార్య అష్టోత్తర శత శ్రీమత్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ అభయచరణారవింద భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శిల ప్రభుపాదికి ఇస్కాన్ ఫౌండర్ ఆచార్య శిల ప్రభుపాదికి అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ వృందకి प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की श्री प्रभुपाद की श्री प्रभुपाद अनुगा की समवेत भक्त वृंद की निताय गौर प्रेमानंद All glories assembled devotees, all glories assembled devotees, all glories assembled devotees, all glories, all glories, all glories to Shishi Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirayet Nashtaprayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Ruttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 25, Text 53.
Niritir nama paschad dvastvaya yati puranjanah Vaishasam nama vishayam lubdhakena samanvitah Niritir nama paschad dvastvaya Yati Puranjanaha Vaishasam Nama Vishayam Lubdhakena Samanvitaha Nirtir Nama Paschadvas Yati Puranjanaha Vaishasam nama vishayam Lubdhakena samanvitaha Nirtir nama paschadvas Taya yati puranjanaha Vaishasam nama vishayam Lubdhakena samanvitaha.
Mataji's? Anybody want to chant?
Thank you.
Niritihi of the name Niriti. Nama called. Paschat western. Dvaha gate. Thaya by which. Yati used to go. Puranjana King Puranjana. Vaishasam of the name Vaishasa. Nama called. Vishayam to the place. Lubdhakena by the friend named Lubdhaka. Samanvitaha accompanied. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. Another gate on the western side was known as Niridhi. Puranjana used to go through this gate to the place known as Vaishasa, accompanied by his friend Lubdhaka. Purport. This is a reference to the rectum. The rectum is supposed to be situated on the western side of the eyes, nose and ears. This gate is especially meant for death. When an ordinary living entity abandons his present body, he passes through the rectum. It is therefore painful. When one is called by nature to evacuate, one also experiences pain. The friend of the living entity who accompanies him through this gate is named Lubdhaka, which means greed. Due to our greed, we eat unnecessarily, and such gluttony causes pain at the time of evacuation. The conclusion is that the living entity feels well if he evacuates properly. This gate is known as Niruti, or the painful gate. Om Tatsat. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Krupa Tamaham Bandhe Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanyam Ishwaram Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jayasri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. It's a very upbeat subject matter about the rectum and about passing. And with the permission of all senior devotees, I shall try to speak a little more on the subject matter and stretch myself to make it as shastric as possible. Like Maharaj has mentioned in his magazine, it's all about download. It's a lot about it's a lot about death and about Prabhupada mentioning here, if you can evacuate properly, you can be happy. It feels good if you evacuate properly. I know that this is a must be an interesting subject matter for many materialists. I happened to see a magazine dedicated to designing toilets. And there's a society called International Society for Toilets. I got a cutting of that magazine where there is a meeting of people on how to design toilets so that the bathroom will be a very comfortable, nice place. And I think One of the most important portions that people design when they design their houses is the bathrooms. I remember an advertisement that said in my younger days, no more bathrooms, only glamour rooms. So it's an important subject matter for materialists, because there's a great effort to pass, evacuate peacefully. And invariably it's a tough job because they eat all sorts of garbage. And if you eat greedily, your evacuation will be very difficult. And then there is a whole medical science behind it on how to attend to the problems to do with evacuation. In fact, nowadays we see many places, especially in India, you can see posters stuck everywhere. If you go to Tamil Nadu, if you go to places, you can see, you know, you have piles, fistula, this problem, that problem, contact doctor. And there are medical practitioners, because the demand is so much that the government has given license to medical practitioners to have them attend to this problem, because people are eating all sorts of things and they have all sorts of difficulties both in the stomach and in the process of evacuation. So Srila Prabhupada is very sarcastically commented here that gluttony causes pain at the time of evacuation. And it's interesting, many people have this pain. But here, the subject matter is not so much evacuation, as much it is to do with one of the nine gates that Puranjana is enjoying. One of the nine gates of the body, Narada Muni, in his expertise, is preaching to King Prachinabari, and he is questioning and making him understand the uselessness, the futile attempt to perform fruitive activities in this world. And since King Prachinabari is very attached to performing these sacrifices so that he can get some material benefit, in order that he would strike this understanding in him, Narada Muni is very expertly using this very allegorical story and explaining to King Prachinabari how it is useless. And in this story about Puranjana, he is explaining about the intricate attachment that the soul has towards his body, and how he knows his entire body like a city. Puranjana. Ranjana means enjoying. Puranjana means that person who enjoys the city of nine gates. And this is one of the gates. The rectum, the anus, genitals, anus, two nostrils, two eyes, two ears, etc. forming the nine gates of the body. So Srila Prabhupada also makes reference to this. In the Bhagavatam also there is made reference to this. This particular gate, which is controlled. The shloka in the Bhagavatam describing the universal form of the Lord, wherein it's mentioned that the rectum and other such places of the universal form of the Lord are places where immoral activities are assigned to, and it's a place of envy, it's a place of death. Similarly, there's another description in the Bhagavatam. Shishi Radha Ras Bihari ki, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Shishi Gaur Nitai ki. There's another reference wherein there is a demigod Mitra who controls the passing of the stool. And Srila Prabhupada is mentioning, even in the matter of passing stool, the living entity is not free, he is controlled. So although Puranjana, the soul, wants to enjoy his body, wants to enjoy the city of nine gates, he sees control in every gate, in every domain of his body. And he is not able to enjoy it fully. He has to enjoy it with thorough restriction, rules, regulation. And this is frustrating. In other words, he can't eat greedily, how much ever he wants, like a glutton. He'll suffer pain. He'll suffer disease. So in this way, although we want to enjoy, we are restrained. And why are we restrained? We are restrained so that we will wake up and we will be able to question and ask and understand, what is human life meant for? What is this particular city of nine gates meant for? Who is Puranjana? What is he supposed to do? Right? So Narada Muni is having Prachinabari question and think in this manner. By this type of a story, often in the Bhagavatam you can see all these wonderful stories, especially Narada Muni is utilizing this method of bringing a very high level of realization to the people whom he preaches to. And sometimes we see these type of things glorified in the Bhagavatam. We see Phalastuti, that is, whenever any story is mentioned, if one reads this, if one understands this, and he does this reading every day, then the heavenly planets await him. Then he'll get this type of prophet, he'll get that type of prophet. Obviously, that is not the prophet that devotees want. But you can see in this Puranjana story that Narada Muni is trying to inspire King Prachinabari through the process of Parokshavada. Means showing something else attractive and having him consume something else. Parokshavado vedoyam balanam anushasanam karma mokshaya karmani vidattehi agadham yatha. In the Bhagavatam it says, Parokshavada vedoyam balanam anushasanam. Bala means child. For the sake of children understanding, sometimes, just like the father wants to give the child a medicine, and the child will not take the medicine, then the father affectionately will show something, a candy, something sweet, and tell the child that if you eat this, then I give you this candy. In the same way, in the Bhagavatam also you will see Narada Muni using this, giving him a very nice, interesting story that he can get absorbed in. And then at the end he reveals the suspense. Who is Puranjana to him? It's you. Draws him into it. Parokshavada vedoyam balanam anushasanam. So this is a very interesting story. And it's very illuminating. And we can see ourselves functioning that way. Here King Prachinabari, by the mercy of Narada Muni, will actually understand and he become free, relieved from his entanglement in fruit of activities. So although this particular shloka is describing one of the gates where there is a scope for enjoyment and Puranjana is trying to enjoy, Narada Muni is utilizing these different descriptions of the different gates of the body and explaining how his enjoyment is useless and curtailed, even in the matter of using the rectum, even in the matter of having to evacuate. Along the same lines, like I mentioned, many materialistic people will try to make this simpler and have some facility made so that they can evacuate properly in spite of eating greedily. On the contrary, devotees of the Lord, they glorify the Lord and eat prasadam and perform activities with all their gates that will be conducive to their devotional life. Even in the matter of evacuating, a person can be Krishna conscious. In fact, is a great devotee of the Lord in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes called Gopal. Later he became Gopal Guru Goswami. He was a disciple of Vakreshwara Pandit. In his younger days, he actually proclaimed, and in front of Nimai Pandit, he explained that even while passing stool, one can chant Hare Krishna, and the Lord's holy names are so glorious, whether a person is pure or impure, the chanting of the holy name can be done. And Lord Chaitanya was very pleased to hear this, and he proclaimed Gopal as his guru, because he gave this enlightenment that even while passing stool, you could actually chant Krishna's names. There's nothing wrong with it. So therefore, he gave him a title, Gopal Guru. You are my guru. You are my spiritual master, because you gave me this enlightenment. So Gopal Guru has told us that we can chant Hare Krishna anytime. Normally speaking, in Karmakanda, you go to evacuate, then you have to be very careful. There are rules and regulations on how you should evacuate. In older times, the bathroom and the toilet and the restroom were not inside the house, because that is a muchi affair. It's not supposed to be part of the house. It's on the outside of the house, not connected with the house. So people would go outside to the backyard and do their evacuation, and come back, take bath, do achaman, and become pure. In modern times, obviously, things are very different, and we can't do that. It's difficult to do. So we don't follow all those rules and regulations so much as we may just desire to be clean, take a bath after evacuating. But in those days, it was different. And there are rules and regulations for doing everything with the body. And those rules and regulations have to be followed. Those rules and regulations, if they are not followed, a person can have difficulty. Like if you don't follow certain rules and regulations, as Prabhupada has mentioned in the Bhagavatam, your evacuation can be impeded, can be controlled. You can suffer. So these rules and regulations had to be followed. But now, in Kali Yuga, it's not possible to follow these. And simply by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, we can satisfy all these different controllers, all these demigods, who are in charge of various aspects of our body, including the rectum. There is a demigod called Mitra, who is particularly responsible for the whole rectum, passing stool, and everything together. So, chanting Hare Krishna is the supreme way how a person can engage himself in useful activity and utilize his body and the nine gates of the body to serve Krishna and make his life very glorious. This is explained by many great acharyas, and Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, he traveled all over the world teaching people the art of utilizing this body for serving the Supreme, and how not to get engrossed in this body and lost and entangled in fruitive activities with an aim of getting more and more bodies in the future, better bodies in the future, which will again do ahara nidra bhaya maitunam, eating, mating, sleeping, defending, passing stool, etc. So Srila Prabhupada, he gave us this grand offer of transcending all these difficulties of the body, chanting the holy name of the Lord, and surpassing all this suffering and going to the lotus feet of Krishna. So we are always very grateful to Srila Prabhupada that he gave us his knowledge about how we are controlled, who we are, what we are, where we should go. Nate vithu swartha gatim hi vishnum. ದುರಾಶಯಾಯೆ ಬಹಿರ್ತಮಾನಿನಃ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ವಿ ಡೋಂಟ್ ನೋ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಗುಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ಅಸ್. ಸೊ ವಿ ನೀಡ್ ದ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ನಾರದ ಮುನಿ, ವಿ ನೀಡ್ ದ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್. ಅದರ್ವೈಸ್ ವಿ ಕೆನ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಎಂಟ್ಯಾಂಗಲ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಸಫರಿಂಗ್ ಇವನ್ ಥ್ರೂ ದಿ ರೆಕ್ಟಮ್. ವಿ ಕೆನ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಇನ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ಸಫರಿಂಗ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಫ್ರೂಟಿವ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಮೆಂಟ್ ಟು ಕೀಪ್ ಅವರ್ ಸದರ್ನ್ ಸೈಡ್ ಇನ್ ಅ ಬೆಟರ್ ಕಂಡೀಷನ್ ಸೊ ದಟ್ ವಿ ಕೆನ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಬೆಟರ್ ಬಾಡೀಸ್ ವಿತ್ ಬೆಟರ್ ಸಿಚುವೇಶನ್ಸ್. We can get entangled in all these activities, but by chanting the holy name of the Lord, following the prescription of great devotees like Narada Muni and Prabhupada, we can be liberated and free from such activities. In other words, those who don't follow these instructions, they will be suffering. They will suffer the pain of evacuation. They will be greedy. They will eat anything and everything, like the common saying goes, garbage in, garbage out. But when they hear instructions from pure devotees of the Lord, they can purify themselves. And those who do not do that, they will continue to suffer. In Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's life history, I read a connected pastime of how Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was a very powerful preacher, and he was known as a great devotee who propounded Krishna consciousness at a very difficult time, and he had to overcome many different types of opposition. And his preaching was so powerful that he would send fear and jitters down many people who were trying to oppose him. He was a great astrologer too, but he didn't talk much about it in his later years. But in his initial days, he was very powerful and famous. And we all know that he got this title, Siddhanta Saraswati, from his commentary on the Surya Siddhanta. And before his commentary was published, there was another great personality. And he, instead of interpreting the Puranic information, the Vedic information, on all these aspects of astronomy, astrology, etc., according to the Vedic tradition, he adopted a modern system of explanation and integrated within this Vedic system. In other words, he polluted the Vedic explanation. And because there was nobody else better to counteract this, he reigned supreme in this category. And for many decades, he was known as a great famous person. I think his Sam Shastri, Bopadeva Shastri, I don't remember his name. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's students asked him to come and speak his interpretation of the Surya Siddhanta, his interpretation of the Vedic literature. And he was very reluctant to do it because he was no more dealing with that type of any scholarly business. But however, because of the insistence, he appeared on a public program. And this famous personality who commented in the westernized way was also present. He was very aged, and his pupils and his students were managing his institute and propagating his teachings. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was on stage and he spoke. He spoke so powerfully within that small span of time. And within the small span of time, he completely cut down to size all that this Bopadeva Shastri had explained in his books and all that was held in high esteem by everybody. And he reinstated the Vedic tradition, reinstated the Vedic interpretation in such an expert way that his argument was highly applauded. Everybody knew that, even his pupils, even this great astrologer, astronomer's pupils, accepted that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was exactly correct. and they applauded him. And on stage was sitting this Bhopadeva Shastri. And he was devastated. And he passed stool and urine on stage. Hearing Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and the way he preached and finished his whole explanation, mixing it with Copernican theory and that and this and spoiling the whole theory. So we come from a parampara where we can make people pass stool by preaching the information given by Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And all those people who don't follow will have to evacuate hearing the wonderful explanations. Kavi Karnapura has mentioned that all glories to that age of Lord Chaitanya, all glories to Lord Chaitanya and his followers. Because in that age, the followers of Lord Chaitanya, who are not very well educated, who are not great pundits, will rise up and destroy and defeat all the pundits and all the scholars and establish Harinam Sankirtan and Krishna consciousness. So this is a practical example, practical instance of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Since we are on the topic of the rectum and passing stool, etc., I'm just extrapolating that a little bit to remember that this information given in the Srimad Bhagavatam, especially the purports of Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, have got far-reaching effects in helping people to do so many things, not even material things, beyond creating solutions to the human civilization. And Srila Prabhupada, following the order of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, wrote these brilliant books. And he asked us to distribute them, read them, absorb them, and change your life. So these instructions of Narada Muni are so wonderful that if we go through them very carefully, we will stop being Puranjana, persons who enjoy the city of nine gates. We will actually become persons who will actually enjoy life on the basis of the fact that we are spirit souls and that we are connected with Krishna, and Krishna is the supremely lovable person. On that basis, we can have Ranjana. We can have enjoyment on that basis. We can transform ourselves from being mere Puranjanas, enjoying the city of the nine gates, to enjoying our eternal identity as servants of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. I dare to exhibit my ignorance in the presence of very exalted souls here. And this is not my cup of tea, rectum and passing stool. So I've done my little bit as a service on the insistence of the temple commander. If there is any question that you want to...
Some years back, I read in the Mahabharata that in Kali Yuga, the demons pass stool into water. That's one of the symptoms of Kali Yuga.
Modern toilets.
Yes, you see all over. Before 150 years, there were no so-called water toilets or water closets. There was a different system. And now everywhere, everybody passes stool into water. It's demonic because when stool comes in contact with water, the stool does not become purified, but it contaminates the water. So all bodies of water become contaminated by passing stool or pumping your sewage into it. It's demonic.
Interesting. I think in Vedic times we were advised to pass stool on earth, Bhumi. You're not supposed to, you put a cloth over your head, you're supposed to face in a direction, you know, pass on earth, cover it with earth. Yeah, thank you. Any other question? Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande.